Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herber.
Catch us up from last time. Don't all volunteer at once.
I'll give it a shot here. I'm feeling a little spacey, but that's fine. So I believe that last time we had just left New York City thinking we were done with New York. Excuse me. And we were hanging out in either Syracuse or Buffalo, or we're not quite sure. It was a little unclear. But we thought that we wanted to figure out who the fake Detective Durvin was, because we think he might be Rogers, and we think he might be trying to kill Paul, whom we rescued from the relative safety of an anonymous asylum, to the well-known and unguarded confines of his family house. And some of us went to go speak to Mom to see if we could really speak to Paul. And Paul didn't remember very much, but we did learn about his dreams, and we have a videotape of his dreams where he is dreaming us to Boston. And we also show him the this strange machine that we found in the thoughts that it might spark something useful, but it really just made him very angry, and his mother told us to leave. And we took some cookies and ran. On the other side were some people who went to try a more direct attack and talk to Durvin directly. So they went to the hospital where he might have been stashed after he got beat up by a street mugger of some sort. And they looked for him, and they cajoled and begged and et cetera, et cetera. And that was all useless. And we all met back in Providence and decided on two things. One was to warn Paul's mother in a somewhat indirect way that her son might be in danger. And the other was to see what is going on in Boston. And we discovered that there's been a series of children found mutilated, murdered in rather gruesome ways. And so we decided to go to Boston because that's what we do. And we discovered that this neighborhood in Boston, a rather poor neighborhood, is scared. All the kids are staying home. But a couple of the people, Rory and Luce, find one of the crime scenes and discover a mucus trail leading from it, and they follow the trail for a ways to an old rundown manor. Meanwhile, Nick goes and talks to the police and sort of discovered that the same thing, that there was some weird sort of octopus-like wounds on the kids and a mucus trail all around, and that the kids were dying from blood loss, and that they're all in the same neighborhood. And the rest of the intrepid investigators go to the newspaper to speak to the reporter who wrote the article, and he says, as long as we promise not to scoop him, the kids were found fairly quickly. Like, none of them were sort of kidnapped and then killed. They were just killed on the street, as far as can be told. And that the person who found the first body claims there was a mucus trail leading to the old Cornwallis mansion, and that that there apparently is still somebody living there, one of the Cornwallises. And we left it there, I believe. There was a lot of discussion about what we should do. I think that was most of the most of our time.
Very dramatic and exciting discussion. Yeah. So I think everyone is probably Has reconvened back at the hotel? Is that the probably late afternoon? Mid to late
Sounds
afternoon?
good. Think so, yeah. I guess the first thing we should do is do some more research on this Wallace family.
Seems like it might be worth doing a little bit of learning about Cornwallis family. Have we heard of the Cornwallises? Are they sort of a famous Boston family that we might have, that one of us might know about, or
possibly some education rolls?
Okay. I feel like I was about to open a character sheet when I got distracted by doing a summary.
I didn't pass.
I got a pass.
I'm guessing I got a normal success, but...
You know that you've never heard of them.
Cool. Hey, I've never heard of these Cornwallis folks. I'm sure of it. So, yeah, maybe we should... figure out a little bit what's up with them before we go barging in. But Rory and Luce, you actually follow the trail there, right?
Yes, yeah. We did.
That's right.
So if there's a person living there, she's either in control of this creature or she's been eaten by this creature, it seems like.
It's impossible.
Both of those seem like bad. Maybe it's something you can just sort of live with. It just kills kids. Who knows? Yeah, well, we still have time to go to New York Public. They have lions there, Rory. You'll like it.
No.
Oh, we're in Boston.
Guys.
Sorry. Not
no,
New York.
Boston.
Never mind.
Yeah. I'm not interested in libraries.
No. Yeah, they don't actually have lions at this one, so that's probably a good idea as well.
Well, I really hope that Orin actually can help us here. Right, Orin? I'll go with you.
Oh, good. Thanks, Orin. Yeah, that would be good.
So Mr. Cockrell and the silent Mr. Weston are going to
do a quick...
I'm useless, but I'm going still.
Excellent. And Mr. Wheeler. The research team.
Don't leave for the mansion without us.
I don't know. Just want to find out. Oh, the others?
The others, because I know they're going to be tempted to. That would make this
promise,
whole library trip
promise
waste
I won't
of
go
time.
To the mansion.
Yeah, don't go to the mansion without us.
You guys want us to bring you a sandwich? Let's go get lunch.
The library?
Well, when you're done, you know, we'll meet at the mansion or something.
Oh,
that
I
sound
see.
Good? Yeah.
Sure, a couple hours.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a nighttime raid?
What time is it?
Late afternoon.
Late afternoon.
Hey,
it's going to have to be a nighttime raid if you go.
Let's call it a little earlier than that. Maybe mid-afternoon, like 2 o'clock.
Okay. So we can either wait until late, or we can go sort of around dinner time. I don't know if I like going into a monster's lair at dinner time. It seems wrong.
I think...
Yeah.
It's a classic mistake.
Do we have any idea based on the newspaper and Nick's talk with the police? Do we have any idea when these crimes have happened, these murders, like between midnight and 6 a.m. or?
In the late evening.
Late evening.
Yes.
So that's sort of a nice thought.
Kind of a, you know, 8 to 10 kind of range.
You know, what we could do is we could go, also, we're not entirely sure that person is actually living in there. The daughter, I think it is. Let me see. Yeah. So we could just go keep an eye on it. Get some food. Camp out.
Oh, Nick is all about the stakeout. That's awesome. That's old school. Perfect.
Well, I guess we're not the most we're not really the band portion that's amongst us. I was going to say we could set up on the corner and see if we get a little bit of money while we wait.
You can sell. Maybe you can sell tapes.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
Take your box down and.
What part of being inconspicuous during a stakeout did you not see on that TV show you were watching?
So, what do you want to do? You want to sit with the band?
Sit in the car with, you know, coffee and sandwiches and a bottle to pee, and we're fine.
Oh,
have you not done a stakeout before?
That sounds boring.
Oh, were you coming, Rory?
Nah, like, I'll leave you guys to do the stakeout.
It seems hard to imagine you being inconspicuous, so.
Okay, so we have the research team and the lunch and stakeout team. Is that the...
And Rory.
And then the Rory team.
And then the Rory team.
Let's hope he doesn't burn down the city.
Okay. Let's follow the stakeout team first. So what's the...
So we're not directly in front of the house, but we're a little bit down from it, on the other side of the street from it, and we're sitting in our cars, eating sandwiches, and watching in front of the house to see if anybody's coming or going into the house.
I would like to be able to see that empty lot and the spot of the wall where that thing came out, because we're kind of looking for the lady, but just in case that thing makes another appearance.
Does that mean you're going to separate? Because that's going to be around the back of the...
Oh, well, the back of the house? I thought it was kind of the side of the house.
Someplace you're not going to be able to see it from the street. In front of the house.
Sounds like we need two vantage points. I'll be in the front and you can be in the back watching the slime mold.
Oh. All right.
Sounds perfectly safe.
That sounds good. Split us up. I'll see if I can't get a game of three card Monty going or something.
Okay. That sounds fair. The research team. Where are you guys headed?
I think we are headed to, I guess, Boston Public. I don't know what the name of the library is, but that seems like what it would be.
So to the library.
To the library.
Okay. And you are researching?
I'm looking for information on the Cornwallis family and the Cornwallis mansion.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yep.
Today.
And the Rory team.
Rory will be doing what I told you earlier.
Okay, fair enough.
Sounds scary.
Decidedly ominous. Fair enough. Let's go back to the stakeout team. So, Ms. Peterson, you are... set up kind of in the empty lot, kind of behind the mansion, just watching. There's not a whole lot of activity back there. You know, occasionally, you know, someone will kind of cut through the lot as a shortcut going from who knows where to who knows where. But you can certainly be hanging out back there. How about a spot hidden roll just for fun?
Absolutely. Let's see what we got there. 25 is going to be some kind of success. Let's get that character sheet. It's going to be a normal success.
Yeah, none of them, no one who looks particularly suspicious, no one who's, you know, seems to be paying the mansion or the wall any kind of mind. They probably look suspicious, but, you know, for other reasons. Mr. Dyer.
It's that one guy I thought was about to climb over. But he just kept walking.
Mr. Dyer, in front of the
mansion. So after a little while of waiting, a kind of gangly redheaded youth, kind of 16, 17, 18, something like that, is amongst those walking on the street. It's not, you know, a terribly busy street, but, you know, there are people kind of coming and going and going about their business, and the occasional car going by. But this boy is carrying what appears to be two bags of groceries, like they're, you know, paper grocery bags. And you see him walk up the street and into the and through the gate leading up to the mansion.
I will open up the door. Hey, hey, you kid!
He looks for what?
Hey, come here.
I have to.
I know. Come here.
Are you maybe some kind of charm roll?
I sure hope so, because everything else is for squat. Let's see how. Yes, I am charming him rolling.
Yes, pretty man. What can I do for you?
Hey, you're dropping off this. I know this sounds stupid to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You're dropping off groceries, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do this often? I mean, how often do you come here?
Miss Cornwallis has a regular order that we deliver every week.
I'll give you $50 if you let me deliver it.
Oh, I don't know.
$50 in 1980s.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I'll just tell him that you were sick this day and I'm substituting in. Not a problem.
Okay, I suppose. And he hands you the two bags.
I hand him $50.
One of the two bags is very heavy. The other, kind of heavy.
Sure.
And he takes his $50. And okay, thank you. And he...
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was your name again? Just your first name. I don't need your last name.
Ted. I'm Ted.
Ted. Great. Thanks. As I'm walking up to the mansion, I am going to look in the bags to see what it is I'm carrying.
So one of the bags is kind of your, you know, what you would expect to see, your kind of normal groceries, mm-hmm. you know, bread, milk, some vegetables, that sort of thing. The other bag is completely filled. The other bag, the heavy one, is chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Like whole roasting chickens.
Sure.
Seven of them, in fact.
Cooked or raw?
Raw.
All right, perfect. I put everything back in and walk up to the door and ring the bell, if there's a bell.
There is, and you can hear the bell ringing in the depths of the mansion. And just a moment, Ted, I'm coming. And let's cut to the research team. Having arrived at the appropriate library somewhere in the city of Boston.
Excellent.
And having made some library use rolls, looking for information on the Cornwallis family.
I'm going to guess that Oren with the 45 passes his. Lionel definitely does not pass his.
I will burn 3 points to pass my roll.
Okay. So the first kind of very easy, very quickly, you can find a copy of the in the newspaper archives in the library, a copy of the Boston Globe from 1971. Wherein there is, specifically in September of 1971, an article that talks about a series of child murders that took place over a period of about 2 weeks, all of which occurred around the Cornwallis Mansion, which mm-hmm. was the site of a double murder earlier that month involving Dr. Ambrose Cornwallis and his wife, Emily Halstead Cornwallis.
Ambrose and Emily Halstead Cornwallis. The parents of somebody. Perhaps.
Looking back kind of further from that, I believe there were two successes in there, right? Randall got his and presumably
Oren.
Okay.
Does that article also give the name of Ambrose and Emily's surviving children, if any?
It does not.
Okay.
But there is, looking back kind of further from that, you find a obituary from July that same year, 1971, for Jeremy Cornwallis, who died at childbirth. He was stillborn. And the obituary says that that Jeremy will be interred in the Cornwallis family crypt in All Hearts Cemetery in Boston.
Where might we find All Hearts Cemetery?
Somewhere else in Boston.
Right, so if we go and look at a map and whatever, we can find it.
Yeah. And then at the moment, you are also able to very easily find, since the article said it had occurred not too much earlier, also that same year, a report on the double murder at the Cornwallis Mansion. That doesn't have a whole lot of details as to exactly what happened, but that both Mr. and Mrs. or Dr. and Mrs. Cornwallis were murdered. The article kind of speculates that it was had something to do with the death of their first child, Jeremy. The couple will be interred in the family crypt. And Dr. Cornwallis is survived by his sister, Sarah.
Aha. So this is the same, presumably, this is the same double murder from September.
Yes.
This is like an article that comes just after that that was sort of looking back a little bit and says they're going to be buried here, the funeral's on this date, and...
Yep.
Murder is related to the first child, but doesn't say in any way how. And it said they're also being buried at the cemetery?
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's cut back to Ms. Peterson. You can make another spot hidden roll.
Okay. Almost an identical role, so it's a normal success.
Definitely some sketchy characters walking around back there. You're certain you see at least one drug deal going down. Yeah, a couple guys kind of meet up near the edge of the field, and it looks like they're exchanging small somethings. And then they walk in opposite directions. Mr. Dyer. The door opens, and a elderly woman stands there. You're not Ted.
No. Sorry, Ted's sick today. He just got something this morning, and I said I'd drop these off for you, Miss Cornwallis. Hi, I'm Nick.
Oh, okay. Come in, Nick. You can leave them in the kitchen, please. Just through here.
Sure, sure. And I follow her into the house without having let anybody know I'm going in there, because that's always a good idea.
Fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah. So what's the house look like?
Do I have a... I don't think there's a map of the house. You'd think there would be, but no, of course not. Must not be that important then, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll just skip this one.
The house is not in the best of shape. At one point, this is, it's a huge house, and you can clearly see that at one point it was, very richly appointed and very nice. But these days, the paint is peeling off the ceiling and the wallpaper is peeling off the walls and the wood floors are rough and in definite need of help. And kind of as you kind of walk down the hallway, towards the kitchen, you can kind of pass the dining room. And the entire hallway is very dusty. It's kind of dirty. There's piles of rags here and there. There's boxes of like magazines and books. And kind of passing the dining room, you can look in, and it's kind of along the same lines. But there's just kind of heaps of dirty dishes kind of scattered around the dining table, and you go into the kitchen, and the kitchen is in really rough shape. A lot of the cupboards are loose, and there's a huge stack of dirty dishes in the sink, and the countertops are cracked, and the trash is overflowing, and that's about it.
Okay. So as I'm walking through, I don't smell anything odd, like decay or anything like that, right?
It's old, it's dusty, it's not particularly pleasant, but no. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I will put the food in the fridge, the chickens in the fridge and the milk and things, and say, Miss Cornwallis, I actually got some time this afternoon. I don't have to be at my job till 1:00. Would you like some help? Maybe I could clean some things up for you, do some dishes. I got nothing else going on, and it seems like you could use a little help. Ted always says nice things about you.
So in the kitchen, let me restate what I just said. There is actually
a giant creature that's trying to eat you.
No. There is actually a bit of a strong odor in the kitchen. Old food, rotten meat kind of thing.
Yeah,
which doesn't terribly surprise you looking around and
sure,
because there is, partially eaten food on the plates in the sink and it is just a mess. Yes, that would be so wonderful. Thank you. I guess it's not for Ted. It's for you because you're here. But
and just she give hands, it to she Ted hands when you... he comes by. Just give it. I'm just helping out Ted. This is fine. I've got a job. This is fine. You just give a little extra money to Ted next time. That'll be fine. And I open up what I assume there's a closet nearby where there's a mop type thing that I can grab onto and sort of do that thing where you sort of move as if, oh yes, of course, this is what's going to happen.
Sure. And she kind of says, thank you. And she kind of totters out of the kitchen.
Okay.
Rory, would you make a sneak stealth roll, please?
Okay. 25, which should be a success. It's not. I'll spend luck.
Okay. The question for you is, how far away are you going? I mean, like next door or?
Probably about 3 blocks.
Down the block or? Okay, fair enough. Research team.
Yes. Jim, just to clarify, why does the article infer that the double murder has anything to do with the death of, with the child died on birth?
The theory seems to be that the emotional trauma and stress on the couple from having their first child be stillborn caused one of them to kill the other and then themselves, or they killed each other, or something along those lines.
Murder-suicide.
But yeah. Okay. Either they killed each other, or it was a murder-suicide brought about by the trauma and emotional stress of the stillborn child.
Well, do we want to go check out the crypt before we... it seems like this didn't take so long. Maybe we could go look at the tombstones and see if we can learn anything from there?
Yeah. Also, I wanted to know more about the family, because this is only on newspapers, but maybe we can go and see... You know, who actually registered the house, you know, for how long has been the mansion in their hands and so forth.
You can do some more research, sure.
Okay, we can still hear. I'll do that. Try to, you know, I just want to get a general sense, like how many generations have lived in this mansion.
Library use.
So you were going to be, you have something free. Oh, pass. 18.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of information on the Cornwallis family. They don't appear to be a particularly old family in Boston. Really, Dr. Cornwallis is the one who... Dr. Cornwallis bought the mansion from someone else, from a previous family. And that's about it.
Okay. All right. So, where to now? Let's go to the cemetery then. I think that's the plan, going to the cemetery.
Fair enough. Mr. Dyer. Doing some cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting in the kitchen, doing the mopping, doing the dishes. I'm just cleaning. I mean, I'm not trying to sneak around the house or anything, because we were told specifically not to do that. But I am trying to see if there's anything I get from cleaning the kitchen and sort of the first floor things that looks unusual or different, like a weird book on the bookshelf as I'm dusting that off with a cloth or anything like that.
That's true. There were never any specific instructions about not cleaning the mansion.
Exactly.
it takes you a while just to get through the kitchen, right, to wash the dishes and wipe down the counters. Mm-hmm. You can tell from the food in the pantry and so forth that Miss Cornwallis seems to get basically the same order every week.
Mm-hmm.
Including apparently the chickens, because it looks like she has left her entire last bag of chickens sitting out in the kitchen. You kind of find down on the floor under the table, there's a bag of chicken carcasses, you know, still wrapped in their, you know, in their paper from the butcher, that are. The sense that they're at least one of the sources of the smell in this kitchen.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to put those in a bag and mark it old and put it back in the fridge and see if cleaning up all this, you know, does something. I will see if there's sort of a persistent smell that even cleaning up the kitchen doesn't take care of. Like, oh, there's a rotting smell coming from that door that probably leads to the basement type thing.
No, so yeah, you can spend some time cleaning, and it's really just kind of the sink and the dishes, you know, that bag of old chickens that have been sitting out, you'd guess, for at least a week, is really the source of.
All right.
Most of it.
So I'm gonna do that for like 4 hours or whatever, and say goodbye to Miss Cornwallis and leave.
Okay. In 4 hours, you can definitely get through the kitchen. You can probably make your way, you know, through the dining room as well. You know, as you're cleaning, you can see, you know, you find there is a door to a basement, and of course there is a you know, a flight of stairs leading upstairs as well. There's not a whole lot of interesting in the first floor, other than it's dusty and lots of junk.
That's fine.
And you can leave, and you go collect Miss Peterson, or just leave her back there, him back there, her back there, whatever the appropriate.
Yeah, I will go back to my car and then get in, drive out. On the off chance that the Miss Cornwallis or Mrs. Cornwallis is looking out her window to see what I do, I will drive away, but then drive around the backyard and find her, him.
Okay.
You be Lucy.
Yep. You can certainly pick up Miss Peterson. And then where are you guys headed?
I think I'm mostly relating what I saw and did. And I guess we'll go back to whatever hotel or wherever we're. It's not that far a commute from Boston to Providence. We could certainly be not staying in a hotel. Although I suspect if we're going in there this evening that we're probably finding whatever diner we agreed to meet at going there.
Well, there is a Denny's. I think it said. Oh, well, there you go. I think we had said that we were in some type of hotel or something.
Yeah, we have been saying that we were meeting at a hotel, but it doesn't probably matter much.
Right. There have been a lot of hotels. I forget what town. It's like being on the road with a band.
Okay. Mr. Dyer, as you pick up Miss Peterson, we will cut over to Rory. So it takes you a little while to find the appropriate location and to gather the appropriate items, but you are certainly able to. And do the thing which you are doing. Where to then?
I may head around to the house, to the manor house.
Okay.
After watching for a bit.
Sure, of course. Miss Peterson, you see Mr. Dyer drive up. As Mr. Dyer drives up, you both hear the sirens of a fire truck somewhere a couple blocks away. And a few minutes later, after Miss Peterson gets in the car, you see Rory walking along the street.
Surely, two unrelated things.
And Rory, why don't you give yourself a D6 luck, just for fun.
D6. Okay. 5.
I was going to say sand, but I'm not entirely certain that that's appropriate, so that's why I felt that
cool.
Would be better.
Peterson, did Rory ever tell us what he was doing?
No, I don't think so. Let's go talk to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
gosh.
Is there any gasoline smell or something about his person?
Possibly the faint whiff of lighter fluid.
Yeah. Rory, we're about to head back to the meeting place. Yeah, you should come with us.
Go on, get it.
Okay, cool. Right. Sounds good. Did you guys find out much?
Well, sort of. And I will relate the house being somewhat decrepit and the vast number of chickens that a little old lady seems to need every week.
So you took the week-old chickens and put them back in the fridge?
I put them in a bag, wrote on it old, and put it back in the fridge. I would just mix them with the new ones. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so, but she had it just sitting there. It was, yeah. I suppose I should have probably thrown it out. It's probably, oh, yeah, it probably is going to kill her. Wow.
Well, it serves her right if she's going around town killing all these kids.
Well, we don't know it was her.
That's true. That's true. I didn't see anything going on the by the wall back there.
Speaking of which, Mr. Dyer, why don't you make a retroactive psychology roll?
Ooh. Nope.
Okay, never mind. Let's cut over to the research. So as the stakeout team and the Rory team combine forces to return and wait, let's cut back over to the research team. I believe you were headed to the cemetery.
Oh, good.
Yes.
All Hearts Cemetery.
So spend some time looking for that crypt, guess?
The research team. That sounds like something I would be doing.
Yes, you are part of the research team.
You're here.
In fact, you kind of are the research team. Everyone else is your support.
Oh. Well, good.
Except Rory.
It's always good to have support.
Yeah, you can certainly find the Cornwallis family crypt. It's easy enough to find. It's fairly, it's a kind of one of the larger mausoleums here. There is a motto written in Latin across the top.
Do you understand what? That?
I have Latin. I have 70% in Latin, so I'm pretty sure I understand it.
You do. It says, to son, to father, to son, to father, to son.
Uh-oh. I'm not able to write in the notes at the moment, so. Some computer issue.
Son to father, son to father, to son?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
good. Well, makes sense for a family crypt.
Okay. Are there any names listed here, Kim?
Not on the outside, no.
How difficult is it to get him?
It depends on your facility with opening locks.
Yes, let me try that.
Cool. I might have so. Yeah, you go for it, and then I can help you probably a little bit. I've got some mechanical tools here.
I failed. This is harder than I expected.
Well, I tried and I failed too.
I'm still trying. You know, with a crowbar, is this like a sort of a gate type thing over a entrance? Like sort of a
chain and a padlock.
Thing? Oh, okay. Well, a chain and a padlock's easy.
it would so be susceptible to a crowbar and a strength roll.
Yeah, I will go back to the van and get the appropriate tools.
How about a party luck roll?
If somebody helps me, can I? Okay. I am at 27.
I am at 22.
If I help, do we add an extra die or?
Not for the luck roll.
This party luck.
Ooh, but I rolled a 16.
The cemetery is fairly quiet. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people around. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm assuming that with a 60 mechanical repair, I can figure something out where two of us can sort of work together to pop this lock.
Strength roll with a bonus die.
Awesome. Whew, yes, that is a success.
Yep. You can.
By one.
Yep, you can pull the clasps out and without undoing the lock, the whole thing just comes apart and the door opens.
Awesome. Get out a flashlight and crawl in.
You can walk in. You don't have to crawl in.
Right.
You're welcome to if you want. Show the proper respect.
Well, I want to avoid that scything blade trap. any evidence that it's been visited recently? The only thing we know about was 17 years ago.
No. Spot hidden roll?
Spot hidden roll. 15. That is a hard success.
16.
Nope. No one's been here for quite a while. The walls of this mausoleum are lined with, there's a number of coffins, kind of shoved into alcoves. And there are, small plaques with names on them.
Look for Jeremy to start with.
You do find a small child-sized coffin labeled Jeremy Cornwallis.
You know, we had to look at a bunch of coffins that were full of falling out dead bodies in Salem. I feel like we've been here and done that. So I'm going to, the coffin can just be opened or pulled out of a niche and then opened?
It certainly can be. I presume you're going to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take a look outside again, make sure nobody's sort of, wandering our way, and then, do that.
You can. As you pull the coffin out of its niche, it makes there's kind of a rattling sound from inside.
Like something's moving?
Yes.
I mean, it's not just rattling when I move it. It sort of rattles beyond.
No.
I stop moving it, it keeps rattling.
It's like something in there is rattling around as you are shifting it.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I'll pop in the pry bar and screech up the lid.
Easy enough to do, and you find a pile of rocks.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is not dead. How old is he now?
71 to 89.
Okay.
Or 88. So 16, 17 years old, something like that. Just about old enough to leave a slime trail and, there were murders though also, of children in 71.
Yeah, prior to the burn.
After Jeremy died. So September, right? That's September of 71, whereas the double murder was in July, and the death of Jeremy must have been even before that.
Not quite. Close, but not quite. Let me correct that misunderstanding. Jeremy was born and died in
right.
July.
Yep.
That's
the obituary for Jeremy Cornwallis in July of 71. Yep. Okay. Yep.
The Cornwallis double murder was in early September, and the series of child murders were in late September.
Okay. So I'm thinking that somehow he was He was born a monster in July, and then in September killed the parents, and then went on a killing spree, and then killed his parents, or whichever order it was. I've already lost it. But anyway.
Or maybe he didn't want to kill his parents, and the one that actually killed him was his sister that has been taking care of him, you know? Maybe they wanted to kill the child because of the murders.
Sarah would be the aunt of this
yes.
beast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking we also could take a look at we could do a very late autopsy, in that if the parents were killed by the thing that killed those kids recently, I feel like their bones would be shattered and their it would be a mess, right? Based on our understanding. So let's see if we can open Dr. Ambrose Cornwallis's coffin.
You certainly can. You can pull that, it's an adult size coffin, so it's a little harder to pull out. It doesn't rattle.
Okay.
It more sloshes.
You can certainly pull it out, and you pop the lid open, and there is the decaying body of a man face down in the coffin.
Oh, that's down. Like weird things, Oren. Weird rite that you're worried that it's gonna. You know, they do that with vampires or something.
How about an occult roll?
Uh, 40 is a success. That is a regular success.
Not vampires, warlocks.
Warlocks.
You put face down.
Bury a warlock face down.
Oh.
If only they'd done that with Mercy Booth.
Yeah. Yeah, they did all that other stuff. They just forgot that one trick. Well, let's take a look at him, I guess. See if his body's all messed up in a serious, big way.
Spot hidden roll and medicine roll.
Jim, just to clarify, they are face down out of respect or out of fear? Or stay there and then come back?
I believe Oren can clarify that. Yeah, you buried a warlock face down so that they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was the second roll, Jim? It was a spot hidden and then a
medicine.
Oh yeah, nowhere near on the medicine, but I made the spot hidden.
Yeah, I got a hard on spot, and I did not quite make my 1% medicine.
Okay.
I failed both.
Obviously, he's been dead for, nearly 20 years. So, cause of death, who knows? You're not medical people. But you do see, you can tell from, his withered and somewhat mummified skin. It's intact. It's not like completely torn up. But there is a single wound, what appears to be a stab wound, perhaps, in his chest.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, do we want to compare this with Mrs. Cornwallis, or are we done here?
Let's check on Miss Cornwallis as well.
All right. Well, we'll put him back face down and close the coffin and tuck it away.
And pull out Mrs. Cornwallis. Mm-hmm. Open it up. There she is.
Yes.
There is a what I'm sure you guys recognize as a bullet hole in her head.
Wow.
And she is not face down.
She is not.
And is it a bullet hole in her forehead or in the side of her head?
Kind of in the side of her, not like straight in, not like the suicide position, if that's what you're thinking.
That is what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, no. You can make spot hidden and medicine rolls again.
Not so much.
Nope.
Okay, pass the spot. Failure on medicine, of course.
Okay. That's about it. She's, you know, other, she's, you know, she's also, you know, fairly intact. She's not like torn up. There's no other stab wounds or anything that like that. Just the small caliber gunshot wound to the face.
Is that what the spot tells me?
Yep.
Okay.
And I think the three of you can make sand rolls.
Yeah, I think so. We've been holding it together, but.
Oh, yes, made it exactly.
I failed.
Zero for the success and maybe a D2 for the failure.
That's one.
Let's cut back to the other team. So are you guys just hanging out at the diner waiting for the others, or are you formulating plans? What's the...
I think that was the plan, and we didn't want to... We were supposed to wait for them before we did anything dramatic, because that would be bad to do it without the others. So,
I'll bite, though. I was going to say... What have you been up to all day, Rory?
Oh, no. Why?
Just wandering the neighborhood. Just checking out what was around. Why? Anyway, these guys are taking a long time. I mean, shall we just go to the manor?
I think you guys had a 4-hour stakeout.
No,
or 4 hours of cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah, no, I mean, by now it's like mid, maybe afternoon. I don't know how long it's taken you all to do what you're doing. So
we didn't leave in the morning. It was already afternoon when we left, right?
I think at this point the timelines were at about the same time, because it certainly took some time to find the newspapers and then read them, find the articles, and get over to the cemetery and break into the cemetery and break into the recap, right? So. I think the timelines are about caught up, and we'll say it's 6 p.m., maybe 7, going on somewhere between 6 and 7.
All right. Look, if they're not here by the time I finish dinner, I say we go and have a look at the manor.
Well, I think that's it. So I want to put a fresh padlock on the I'll take one off one of my toolboxes and put a padlock on the, or is it the chain that we broke, I guess it's the chain that we broke somehow.
Yes.
I'll in some way resecure the vault. Cause otherwise I feel like it's more likely to attract maintenance people. And are we done?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Think cool. So, yeah.
All right. It's probably about time to go meet with the others.
Yeah.
Wonder what Rory's been doing today. We left him on his own.
Well, I'm sure we'll see in the paper tomorrow if there was any fires.
Yeah, I don't see Boston burning yet. Not like Salem.
So, fair enough. You can make your way back and meet up with the others. Team reunited.
Ah. Well.
Cool, you made it. About to go to the manor.
That smells really good. I'm starving. That was a good find. So we were just... you would have actually enjoyed it, Rory. I'm sorry you weren't with us. I mean, the library part was less exciting, but we got to go and open a few coffins up.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Apparently, Dr. Cornwallis was some sort of a warlock. And the kid is not buried. Whatever this Jeremy kid is that didn't... we'll find out.
So he's not
buried. So what's the plan? Are we just breaking into the mansion and wandering around until we find a monster?
Well, we could always go over the same spot that slime trail goes.
It worked last time.
Yeah.
Certainly nobody around in that side lot to pay attention or no one that would care.
Sure. And just see, so like if maybe there's an outbuilding or underground something between the wall and the house, we might find the find where the monster is.
Right, right. Or, you know, Nick's got such a nice rapport with Miss, that's probably, what, Sarah in there, the sister? Miss Cornwallis in there? Yeah, I mean, you could always, you know, go in the front door and ask to see if her cookies are as good as...
Hey, look, he could distract her while we climb over the fence at the back.
Well, you said she was pretty old and not doing too much, so I don't know if distracting her is a... I mean, she might just be distracted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm game for either a over the wall or...
Yeah, I vote to break into the mansion, but I also like to follow the trail. As Lucy's saying.
I would follow the trail, and if it leads to the mansion, we'll break into the mansion.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Based upon where that house is located, you know, with the big empty lot on the one side, I don't know, like, how short the yard is and stuff. If there were to be some sort of ruckus and, say, an old lady were to scream, help me, would it be likely to be heard by the neighbors and stuff, Jim? Or is it isolated enough?
Not in that neighborhood, no.
Not in that neighborhood. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Okay. So when we scream, help me, I don't think anyone's going to come for us.
Yes, right, when we scream.
When the old lady pulls a shotgun on us.
Exactly, yeah. It was some giant spell intimidate monster, 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, either way. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it'd be really easy. Nick could use his... Oh, by the way, I forgot something when I was in there cleaning today, and we could all go in the front door and have a look around, or, you know, the other way.
No. I think climb over the fence and follow the trail.
Interesting. I'll grab a few of my fireworks. That'll bring people if necessary.
Nice.
Sounds good. Fireworks sounds very good. I like that idea.
I'm immediately suspicious of it because Rory likes it.
I'll grab my baseball bat and gun.
Gun? Rory's armed?
Oh, yeah. Well, he
nearly killed him that one time. He's been scared.
I guess.
When you guys took off his gun, he then took the other guy's gun.
Of course he did.
Roger's gun, when he beat him up.
Oh, Dervin. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I feel like we should bring some salt.
Salt?
You like slime trails to me seem like slugs, and slugs don't like salt.
Hmm.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I grab like 3 or 4 salt shakers from the diner table.
Yeah.
Elliot, does that? Not Elliot.
Orin.
Right? Orin, does that make sense to you?
consult with the occultist.
If we're fighting slug monsters, I mean, the science is there.
Perfect.
So I'll grab these.
I'm so glad we have such a reliable team, you know? People we can trust.
I mean, maybe it's a big nose monster, because I've heard that, you know, if it's mucus, it could be a giant nose, and I think Pepper would make it sneeze. That might be better, too.
I'm gonna bring one of my spare, gasoline tanks.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's all.
One of your spare implements of death.
This is a full one or an empty one?
Or maybe it's a lot more empty than we saw it this morning.
maybe some of this hot sauce would be the right thing. I don't know. So yeah, let's do it. Let's take the vans and head over.
Okay, so back to the mansion. What's the entry plan? Climbing over the back wall, walking in the front, knocking on the front door and saying hello.
Climbing over the wall.
Yeah, help each other over the wall, and
once we're inside the yard, we go to the front door.
Yeah. No, I look for the slime trail, see where it goes. Look for outbuildings. Definitely.
When you climb over the wall, the estate, if you will, around the mansion, is not very big. In fact, it's not really much larger than, you know, kind of the normal, you know, the yard around a normal house. It is quite overgrown. Off in one corner, there is what appears to be an old stone well that's covered over.
Oh, there it is.
And you can kind of tell from the growth in the ground, there's what appears to be like an old drive or a driveway or, you know, cart path or road or something that led up around kind of through the yard. Or, you know, around the house, through the yard, to a very old, rickety wooden building that looks like an old carriage house.
An old carriage house?
Yeah.
And is there any sign of the slime trail on the back side of the wall or through the yard or anything?
Spot hidden roll.
Okay. 07 is a extreme success.
There is 57. Not.
So it just disappears at the top of the wall.
Well, even as you're coming over the wall, you can't find any trace of it.
Okay.
I mean, you know it was there previously, but you're guessing that, you know, it's.
Oh, it's disappeared.
Yep, it's evaporated. Since
okay.
Then.
Okay. And there's not a.
Should have done this when the trail was still slimy.
There's not a like. You said the place is all overgrown, but is there an area of weeds that have been knocked down between the back side of the wall, right where we climb over, and something?
Track rolls.
Fail. Fail.
Fail.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Let's see if I get an 01. Nope. 31.
You got a 97.
Carriage house carriage house or well?
Let's look in the well.
Start with the well. Sure. Go down the well.
That thing we missed. We're in what, Boston now? That thing we missed in Salem. The that we think may have destroyed half the city. Was that down a hole similar to this?
Huh?
It was. Okay. Just checking.
and somebody lit a fire under its butt, and that's why it
that's true
destroyed half the city. I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but
yeah. But there is a warlock involved. We know that.
Right, and somebody who seems to have a penchant for fire.
For fire, right. Speaking of fire,
maybe I should burn that warlock's body.
Well, you can go over to the cemetery and do that. It's up to you.
Now, let's first have a look in this well.
Sure. So, what's the cover on the well like?
As you kind of get close, so the well is. Looks like it actually is not as covered as you thought it was. There is a wooden cover on it, but most of it's rotted away. And otherwise, you know, so you can see down into the well, but you actually can't see down into the well because it is packed full of rocks.
Oh, excellent. So something is or was down there, but we can't excavate it easily now. So I guess we can go over to the carriage house. I wonder what they were scared of coming up out of the well.
Spot hidden roll. As you're poking around the well.
Fail.
Success.
06. So that's
fail for me.
100.
Extreme success.
Hopefully I don't fall in the well.
Well, you can't fall very far even if you do, so that's fine. So you're poking around a little bit, kind of moving the rocks. Yeah, this is pretty well choked with rocks. You do find a number of bones in amongst the rocks.
Hey, guys, there's bones in here.
Small bones.
No, what kind of bones?
Suspect.
Chicken bones.
Oh, of course.
Chicken bones. Oh, she's in like a rubbish heap.
Feeding pit. Oh, maybe rubbish heap. Somebody comes out here to eat, or maybe this is where they throw the garbage.
Does she have trash cans up along the side of her house?
No.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I've always told you're not supposed to give chicken bones to animals. But I guess it doesn't hurt this creature. Huh.
How far down can we get into the well?
About a centimeter.
Ah, okay.
And the bones are sort of varying ages and cleanliness, right? Some are still have some whatever it's called on it, and some of them are completely cleaned and polished by weather.
Yep.
Yeah, gristle, yeah.
If I start pulling a few rocks off, I'm going to see how deep this.
It only takes a few, and you guess that it's just filled in with rocks.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go visit the carriage house.
Yep. Carriage house it is.
Easy enough. There is a carriage house. It's kind of an old, you know, like say it's a small wooden building. The doors are just barely hanging on, kind of flopping down. Not more than 10 feet across. Kind of a small carriage house.
Open up the door.
Yeah.
Party luck roll.
I have
25. Max again.
Max the mute.
Oh, sorry. I double pressed the button. Yeah, that's not good. 97.
Dodge rolls.
Nice.
Thank you, Max.
Zero.
What can I say? I'm a giver.
You are.
I'm a failure. My dodge roll.
That's a normal success.
I got a 0-1 on my dodge roll.
I have to look up whether my printer didn't print it out. I can't see if it's a 33 or a 55. It's going to make a difference.
It's going to be 33 unless you spend a lot of points on it.
No, my roll is 45, and the question is, did I dodge?
I'm saying that unless you had spent a lot of points on buying dodge, which is half
I
your
deck. I did, because I do. Oh, okay. 55.
Okay. Yeah.
I do not dodge.
Okay, so that's only Mr. Weston who failed?
Nope, Lionel failed.
Oh, Lionel, okay. You can both have a point of damage.
Ow!
As you pull the door open and it falls off, it just immediately falls off.
Yep.
And everyone has to kind of jump back and jump out of the way, and it just kind of scrapes you guys up as it falls to the ground with a thump.
Well, there's probably nobody in here. But at least the whole thing didn't fall down.
Well, just take a look in there. Quick look in there.
Yeah.
Inside is basically just kind of piles of debris, wood and bits of metal.
No slug monster. You guys promised me a slug monster.
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's going to be down the. We're going to break in the cellar. Entrance there.
Is there any, speaking of the cellar in the house, is there any movement in the house after this stuff comes crashing down? If we stop and look up, light in the window. Yeah.
There is not.
And this carriage house has a wood floor, dirt floor?
Dirt floor.
Dirt floor. Great. All right. Well,
there is a light on in the house since you asked, but it hasn't changed since you showed up.
Same light that was on before, presumably. Yep.
It's in an upstairs window.
Okay.
So, are we going to break in or knock on the door?
I was thinking we might see if there's an entrance into a cellar. You know, one of those
Let's go and have a look.
Outside cellar door. There is not.
Is there a back door, a servant's door, anything?
There is a back door, yes. Which Mr. Dyer would know leads into the kitchen.
Ah, perfect.
Do you want me to open it?
Is that something you're offering to do with, like, explosives, or are you just, like, offering to open the door?
No, I properly open the door. You do know that Rory actually does have locksmith skills.
I do know that, but I also know that Rory occasionally goes off.
Being able to do it a different way doesn't mean that Rory would do it a different way.
That is very true. That is very true. Rory. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you unlock the door for us?
Normal success on my locksmith skill.
Yep, the door is open.
There you go.
Nick, did you happen to notice any stairs to a basement when you were in here?
I did. Yep, there's basement stairs. Was it right underneath the stairs that went up, Jim?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should just sort of slip on down there and see. I mean, it seems like if I had to hide a nasty creature in my house, I'd keep it in the basement.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What about the... I would like to check also how many floors is this place, Jim?
So there's the ground floor. Clearly, this is Boston. Everywhere has a basement, so you know there's a basement. There's a second floor, and then there's a small, like, from the outside you can see there's like a small kind of turret or garret room, and probably, you know, not an entire floor, but like a third level.
Yeah.
Like a small third level room.
Could be up here too.
Yeah. So you're talking about chickens. I'll grab one of the chickens. Maybe we can lure her out.
Sure.
Are you taking one of the new chickens or one from the bag marked old in the refrigerator?
The new chicken.
Okay. You can have a chicken. A dead chicken.
Yeah, I would like to check the second floor. I would like to check the second floor too, but I'm just afraid that we're gonna run into the old lady.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. We can do the basement first, and then if we don't find anything, we can go upstairs.
Yeah, let's do that basement first.
Yeah, basement.
Easy enough. You know where the stairs to the basement are. It's dark down there.
Flashlights.
It's less dark down there. You make your way down. It's a unfinished basement.
Well, we can probably turn the lights on, can't we?
I mean, probably could. I don't know if I want to.
All right.
I mean, if you want to.
I was just saying, the old lady's upstairs. She won't notice.
Whatever's down there might.
Well, they'll notice flashlights too, right?
All right. Do we see a light switch?
You do. Or,
all right.
I'll bite. I'll do it.
Okay. You can turn the lights on and look down the stairs before you go down them. You see below you a basement, a packed dirt floor, and it appears to be there are a number of boxes.
Is it just like one wide open room?
Yes. As far as you can tell from the top of the stairs.
Right. I'll head down.
Same here.
Okay.
I'm holding the chicken out.
Make your way down, holding a dead chicken in front of you.
Rory he's got a baseball bat, a can of gasoline, and a chicken.
And a chicken.
Yeah. Oh, and a handgun.
He's more armed. That's really what's going on.
Yes.
Make your way down to the basement. And yeah, it is mostly just seems to be one large room. There are a number of boxes kind of scattered around the basement. They appear to have been here quite a while. They're kind of dusty and perhaps a little moldy too. Off in one corner, there is a what appears to be like a small room that's been built out with a door.
Have a look at the door.
It is a door.
Is it open? Yes, openable.
It is possibly openable. It is locked.
Before you open that, maybe we should see if we hear anything on the other side, like some kind of a slug monster. I will listen.
What do you slug monsters sound like, I wonder?
I don't know. Are there any trails of...
That's your job as the keeper. What does he hear?
I get a hard success on listen.
You hear...
18 on listen.
Silence.
That is what slug monsters sound like.
Yes, undoubtedly.
Don't you agree, Rory?
I rolled a 0-6 on unlocking the door.
Okay, you can do
now
that.
Now there's no longer a locked door between us and the slug monster.
Perfect. Real quick, Mr. Wheeler, would you make a spot hidden roll?
I passed the spot.
In answer to your earlier question, it looks like no one has been down here for a long time.
Okay.
You can open the door and peek in. And inside you find a small empty room with a porcelain bathtub. Kind of the old style kind with the iron feet kind of lifting it up off the floor.
And no plumbing, just a tub.
Just a tub, no plumbing.
Yeah, I mean, like one you'd fill with buckets or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. And the inside of the tub is empty, but kind of bottom and around the edges clearly this has been here for a while. It's kind of dusty and dirty in the bottom and around the edges. There's some kind of like brown, crusty deposit.
Yep. This is where they wash the blood off. Mysteries. What about these boxes?
They are boxes of just random stuff. Books, plates, tableware, some old photos.
Probably going to regret this.
Looks like just kind of random stuff that's been stored away down here for,
since the doctor and Mrs. died and Sarah moved in.
Jim?
Yeah.
Roy's getting bored at this point.
I don't doubt it.
He's going to head back to the well and throw the chicken on top of the well and sit a little bit away from it and keep an eye out.
Okay. Rory leaves the rest of you.
Yeah, I'm going with Rory.
Sniff the air for smoke.
I'm not allowing Rory to wander around unaccompanied next to a Boston residential neighborhood.
Okay.
Can I check out that residue in that bathtub?
You may.
A little closer.
How about some natural history?
Natural history. Probably not.
Natural world, I mean.
Probably not from this quarter, but with a little bit of luck. We don't have a little bit of luck, so that's a definite fail.
It's something brown and crusty.
Something brown and crusty.
Yeah.
You can kind of scrape it off with your fingernail.
Yeah, right.
We could take some with us and get it analyzed later if we want to.
Send it to the lab.
We need to prove that it's blood.
I wonder if this is somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Sure.
Some ashes.
So, is it time to head up to the attic?
Well, we're going to have to go past that light that's on.
Well, it might be in a bedroom. We could probably, presumably, unless she's, we might be able to find a staircase that goes right past her. Hey, Nick. Oh, Nick's gone. Well, I guess we'll just sneak up and see what happens. Maybe she's deaf.
Yeah. Let's try it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Stealthy, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys make your way upstairs. There is a, you go up the stairs. There's a hallway. There's a couple of doors. There is light coming out from underneath one of the doors. Specifically, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 doors. And then at the end of the hallway, there is another door.
Okay. Is there any logic based on where we saw the turret or garret area?
Which of the five? Yeah, the door at the end of the hallway.
Okay. With the light on?
No. I think the light was on one of the side doors.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'll try to tiptoe past the to the end of the hall.
Stealth roll?
It seems like.
Mm-hmm.
With a penalty die?
Penalty.
What if I take my shoes off?
Stealth roll without a penalty die.
Okay, I'll follow lead.
Yep, we'll do that. Oh, no!
So.
I rolled a 0-2 for stealth, but it sounds like Steve is going to ruin that.
Yes,
I'm going to ruin it.
I'm
going
to blow everything. Oh, actually, no. Oh, well, if you're ruining it, then we'll save you precious luck.
So I have a 99.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Because there was a large splinter in the floor that jabbed into my foot.
And so you, like, jumped up and down on that other foot?
And yelled. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The floor is quite creaky, too.
Let's do the following. Let's all rush into one room. Let's leave him there. He was here before. He knows the lady, so I'll open one of the doors.
Not true. I'm not Nick.
Oh, you were. It wasn't you. Yeah. Well, we can leave Nick.
But you can run in. You can run into a door. That's fine.
Yeah. Open one of the doors and rush into the room, Jim.
Just to be clear, you know that Nick is outside too.
Right.
So
yeah. I will sprint to the end door at the end of the hall.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'll do the
as
same
soon
thing.
As I make this loud noise, I guess.
Okay.
Yikes.
So, Mr. Wheeler, you duck into one of the side rooms. Would you roll a D3, please? Sorry, a D2. Give me a D2.
Two.
Okay. You duck into a side room. The room that you enter is empty. And by when I say empty, I mean like completely empty. There's no furniture.
Okay.
There's no boxes. The only thing that you notice kind of about this room that looks, you know, even a little bit different is that whereas kind of the wallpaper around the rest of the house is, you know, very clearly peeling and old, a lot of the wallpaper in here has been torn off the walls and is just kind of laying in heaps on the floor.
Strange, but I'm trying to hide, so
yep.
I'll stay quiet.
Hide behind the wallpaper.
just close the door.
jump into the pile.
Miss Peterson and Mr. Cockrell, you rush towards the small door at the end of the hall and open it up to find a narrow stairway going up.
Perfect.
Holy shit.
Try to quietly close the door.
Yeah. Put my shoes back on. Oh, man, that hurt. And go upstairs.
It's very dusty. It doesn't look like anyone's been up these stairs for quite a while.
Oh, interesting.
But you kind of make your way up, and there is a small room at the top of the stairs. There is a single window, which you recognize from the outside, kind of the diamond-shaped, kind of simple stained glass window. There is an alligator hanging from the ceiling.
Of course there is.
Like a stuffed alligator kind of thing.
We feed it. Oh, we don't have the chicken. It went outside.
there is a table off to one side that is covered in dust. And has a number of, it looks like a little chemical laboratory. And it's got beakers and tubes and stands and these sorts of things kind of standing all over it. It's all covered in dust. And there is a desk. Upon the desk is a book and a small box. There you
go. All right, books. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, and boxes.
Speaking of Oren, where is Oren during all this?
I was not on the Rory team.
Okay. So did you go upstairs with the others or into the side room with Mr. Cockrell?
Upstairs.
Or perhaps another
okay.
room.
Okay. Speaking, let's cut back to Mr. Wheeler for a moment. You hear the others go upstairs.
Yes, and no one is coming out from that other room, right?
It certainly doesn't seem that way.
Okay, so I will get out from this empty room and curious about why this room is completely empty. I will check the others now that they have go upstairs. I'll check the next room.
Presumably by the others, you're not including the one with the light on.
I'm skipping that one because I'm.
Yep. So of the two other rooms, you kind of open the doors and look in. They are both very dusty. It doesn't look like anyone has been in either of them for quite some time. One of them is clearly a master bedroom, you know, large bed, dresser. There are boxes of stuff stacked on the bed and kind of on the floor and on the dresser and so forth. And then the other room is slightly smaller, also with a bed and a dresser and a number of boxes of stuff stacked around. Appears to be like a guest room.
Okay, I'll just peek through, you know, open the boxes. I'll not take anything out. Just want to make sure that I don't miss anything important. Kind of looking for diaries, stuff like that.
Spot hidden roll?
Could be useful. This is a 05.
You do not find anything of interest.
Okay.
Let's cut outside. Mr. Dyer and Mr. MacArthur. You place a chicken upon a pile of rocks in a well.
Yep.
And you sit and wait.
Well, there's all these chicken bones there, so I think, somebody mentioned it's a feeding pit, so put the chicken there and could sit back and wait.
Fair enough.
With the gasoline at hand.
Of course you do. Let's cut back upstairs.
I will head to the window and see if I can see out.
You can see out. And you can see
those.
Yes, you see Mr. Dyer and Mr. MacArthur standing around looking at a dead chicken.
Okay. They seem to be okay. Time for the room.
Small box.
Desk.
I'm gonna look at the book.
Okay. Mr. Weston, the book is a journal. It is written in Latin, which I believe you speak.
Yay. I do.
Why don't you make a Latin roll just for fun?
Really? Fun? That's the word you want to use?
08.
See? Yes. See how much fun that was?
Extreme.
Mr. Cockrell, you were opening the box?
Correct.
Inside the box, there is a stack of a couple letters, and on top of them is a pair of spectacles. But the lenses in the glasses are not kind of the normal lenses. They appear to be some kind of thick prismatic crystal. Not unlike the kind of lens that you would find on the end of a kaleidoscope.
Well, I will put them on and look at the letters.
Of course.
They obviously go together.
Miss Peterson?
Yes.
What are you...
After I see that there's no fire started in the yard or anything yet, I guess I'll go look at those chemical tubes.
Okay. Would you care to make an occult roll or a chemistry roll?
I think occult's going to be far better. Let's see what we got here. It's not too bad. 31. Let's see what I roll. A 14. That's a hard success.
Kind of looking at the various beakers and tubes and stuff that's here, this is very clearly somebody was doing alchemy experiments.
Gotcha. Anything residue left over that's anything like the essential salts she's so obsessed with nowadays?
There is some residue.
Really?
Yeah, clearly there was some dried something in this and perhaps some powder in that. And
maybe something that I saw in the tub down below that got mixed, or tough to tell.
Not impossible, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just looking at it, who can tell?
Who can tell? All right, I'll grab those up. Maybe we can have some friend or something, somebody we know, examine those in a lab or something. I imagine it's all really dried out now. I'll grab those vials or containers or whatever they are.
Okay. As Mr. Cockrell puts the picks the glasses up and goes to put them on, Mr. Weston. So, looking at the journal, this is clearly the journal of Dr. Cornwallis.
All right. Perfect. Let's go to the last entry.
The very last entry is dated July 3rd, 1971, in which he talks about the birth of his son, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Some kind of deformity, and his attempts to, through various alchemical means, to keep Jeremy alive in a tub in the basement.
What? Guys, I think you should see this. Well, I not like you can tell.
Mr. Cockrell.
Because it's Latin.
As you put the glasses on.
Yeah.
How about a sand roll?
Okay. How about a fail?
How about a D6?
Woohoo!
That's a goodie.
Hey, how about 6?
That's awesome. You can have, by the way, 1 point of Cthulhu Mythos.
Oh, dear.
It's bad when he leads with that, right?
Exactly. So that brings me up to 7.
I just want to get it out of the way. You can make a dodge roll.
Ooh, okay. One of my worst skills. That's not even close. Okay.
Okay. Right. You're pretty bad in the dex area, I think. You're
35.
Oh, yeah, 35. That's what I thought. Okay. as you put the spectacles on, you can immediately see that you can't see the room anymore. It looks like you're in, you can see kind of this plane around you that's kind of purple and black and blue, and it's very dark, and kind of everything is shifting and moving in ways that don't make sense. And you kind of turn your head, and there's this huge kind of dark, vaguely spidery form with this clawed arm that just whips out at you and tears across your chest for 9 points of damage.
Okay.
You may make an idea roll.
Oh, good. All right, to see if I'm 55 is a success.
Okay. You may faint, I believe, is appropriate, unless you'd rather do something else.
Well, that certainly seems like the most survivable thing. My reaction had been to start shooting randomly at this spidery thing, and who knows, but I'm happy to faint.
Okay.
The others in the room are happy you chose that.
Miss Peterson and Mr. Weston, you hear Mr. Cockrell cry out in fear and terror and pain, and you just see this huge gash open up on his chest, and he crumples to the floor. Mr. Cockrell, would you make a luck roll, please?
What the hell?
Don't break. Ooh, 61 is a fail.
Okay. You fall to the... to the ground. Let's go. Where are we? Let's see. Sorry, let me get myself reorganized here. We got Miss Peterson and Mr. Weston. Oops, and the fainted Mr. Cockrell. Mr. Weston.
Yes.
You may have a go.
I'm Are the glasses still on Lionel?
Given how unlucky he was, yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm going to run over and take those off.
Fair enough. You can take those off.
Nope, not with a 92.
Oh. You don't need to roll. You don't need to like attack him to take him off.
Well, that's like, okay. I was just going to see how well I could do it, but yeah, that.
Yeah, no roll needed. No problem. Oh, you whip the glasses off him.
All right.
He's lying there, fainted, bleeding profusely from the chest.
Well, we'll say that I tried to smack him in the face to wake him up. I'm like, hey, you okay?
Fair enough. Mr. Wheeler, you can hear a commotion from upstairs.
Yes, and I will rush, you know, upstairs. On the way up, I will look back at the room with the light on just to see if someone's coming out from there.
No, no one. You don't see any movement or hear anything as you rush upstairs. Let's cut outside, Mr. Strange. Dyer and Mr. MacArthur.
So, nothing?
Yeah, we're just staring at a well. I'm
yep.
staring at Rory.
Make a listen roll.
Oh. Ooh, 09.
You can hear a hear some kind of commotion from the top of the house. And you can make a sand roll.
Well, that seems unfair.
95.
what a surprise. No, I passed.
And now I can't find. That's not it. Oh, there it is. Successful 1d3. Somebody failed. Mr. Dyer failed.
Yeah.
Oh, you both failed?
No, I passed.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So don't Mr. Dyer, 1d3. Rory, 2d6.
I lost one. Does Rory even have any left?
He's got 3 left.
Oh, perfect.
That's probably 20% though, eh?
Oh, that's why I have 20%.
We passed 20% several episodes ago.
Again?
Well, 20% again.
Oh, can you add cumulatively, like layer them on top?
Seems like you should be able to. So as you're watching the chicken, something that you can only describe as a blob oozes up out of the rocks. It's white, it's slimy, it's nasty looking. It's got like 4 or 5 kind of tentacles that extend out from the blob, and at the end of each tentacle are these little biting mouths. They don't have sharp teeth. They just have what appears to be like normal human teeth that latch on to the chicken and start the chicken carcass and start sucking at it. And as this blob, the whole thing is not much bigger than a bowling ball, kind of oozes up out of the spaces between the rocks and pops up. Kind of on top of it, there is this little tiny head, like the head of a baby.
That's
crying out and whimpering and looking at you as it's kind of sucking and tearing at the chicken. And I think we will cut it here for the day.
Okay. I know exactly what Rory would do, being totally insane.
Yeah.
So I'm maybe not here faint. Next week. So, Jim, I'll just give you what my actions are, I guess. And...
That will be just fine. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may or may not, depending on hospital, be here next week. But I think you know what Rory will do. It's got to do with the man and the creature.
I can well imagine.
Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Take care, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.